When Ryan sees what I'm doing, his eyes widen and rushes over, whisking the basket out of my reach. Bewildered, I put my hands on my hips. Why can't I do anything to help? He hands me a jumbled pile of bookmarks.
You want to organize something? Organize these.
My fingers brush his as I take them, and goosebumps prickle down my arm. I take a quick step away and focus on the bookmarks, sorting them by type.
So, what is your deal with romance novels, then? He asks.
My deal?
Why won't you read them?
It's not that I won't, it's... My mind conjures an image of my mother, curled in bed with a book, lost in a world that wasn't ours. I don't blame the books, of course. It's not their fault my mom couldn't cope with reality. So what is it? Maybe I resent them for capturing her attention when her daughters needed her, when I needed her. But there's no way I'm telling Ryan that. Instead, I shrug. They're too predictable. You always know how the story will end. Happily ever after, wedding bells, heart eyes. Why bother reading? I know it's a lazy take on the genre, but it feels easier than admitting there's something deeper underneath.
Because it's about the journey, not the destination, Ryan says. You're willing to follow these characters to the darkest depths because you know everything will be all right in the end.
But that's not how the world works. I'm aware of how cliché I sound, the cynic who doesn't believe in love. Why don't people write about messy, complicated love affairs that end in tragedy or devastation? He narrows his eyes, but there's laughter hiding there, too.
You're kidding, right? There are plenty of books like that. Anna Karenina, The Song of Achilles, Call Me By Your Name. I could go on.
Okay, okay.